Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, Larkspur Outlets, having an auction for home building supplies, appliances, lumber, decking, and more. Bidding is started at RollerAuction.com. Learn about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is presented by Smoke and Dave's Barbecue and Brew. Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
It's going to be the Nuggets and Lakers opening round of the playoffs. Game one at Ball Arena is on Saturday. Game two is on Monday. Then the scene shifts to L.A., Thursday and Saturday. Those are the first 4 games. If it goes longer than that, then it goes Monday, Thursday, Saturday. That's the way the schedule plays out. With that, I am personally thrilled it's the Lakers, not because the Nuggets are the Lakers' daddy. It's because they will have a pair of games on national television. And there is a part of me that is rooting for the Suns over the Timberwolves, because those games will be on ABC. If you have a choice and you are ABC, do you want Boston and whoever, New York and whoever, and I understand those are major East Coast markets, or do you want Luka and Shea?
Yeah.
Jokic, and to me, for as great as Doncic is, Kevin Durant is still Kevin Durant.
Yes.
Like LeBron James is still LeBron James, and Jokic being the champs, Jokic being the 2-time MVP, probably a third, he still has enough cachet. Silly to say for a guy who's that good, right? Yep. Still has enough cachet. I want to see this team on national television as much as possible. It's not because I like the matchup against the Lakers. I like the fact that people around the country are now going to be forced to watch a game in primetime on Saturday night, as opposed to playing the Pelicans, in which they'd be buried someplace.
How much progress in terms of respectability have the Nuggets made in the last year since winning an NBA championship? A lot? Some? Not much at all?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Not a lot, because they don't have the superstar that people gravitate towards. I don't know where he is, but hey, how popular are players? Alex, do me a favor. Look up jersey sales. That's going to give you a pretty good indication.
Sure.
I'm guessing Doncic is way up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's in Dallas.
LeBron, pretty much anybody who wants a LeBron jersey has probably already bought one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Durant is still kind of with a new team. I'm sure his jersey sales are high. I don't think the national media still has truly learned what to make of the Nuggets.
I agree. I think it's an ongoing process. What do you have, Alex?
Luka Doncic is sixth in jersey sales.
Who's one, two, three, four, five?
Curry is one.
Yep.
Jason Tatum is two.
Okay.
LeBron is three.
Right.
Victor Wembanyama is four.
Makes sense.
That's interesting.
And Giannis is five.
Huh. And where's Durant on there?
Eight. Just okay. Behind Devin Booker.
So just two
behind
spots.
Behind Devin
yeah,
Booker.
Yeah, his teammate. Yeah,
isn't
Booker
that
seventh.
Something? And where's Jokic, just out of curiosity? 15?
79th.
He's 14.
14.
Behind LaMelo Ball.
That tells you everything you need to
know. It really does.
Right.
It's quite remarkable.
So with that, what do you like about this matchup for the Nuggets? I already basically said, I like the matchup. They've beaten them. They've beaten them so many times, I forgot when it started. And I like the fact that they're going to be showcased on ABC at least twice in the opening four games.
What you like about the matchup is what you have liked about the matchup. They have been the better team now for really the better part of 2 years. And you don't win 8, 9, 10 straight games by mistake. The matchups are good. I think Jokic is a very difficult matchup, believe it or not, for Anthony Davis. I think it's been proven.
They don't even put Anthony
Davis
on.
They really don't. Yeah.
Here's a phrase that is now becoming part of the Jokic vernacular when Jokic plays another team. Their center is a roamer.
Mm.
They want their center to roam because they know if they put him on Jokic, he's going to get eviscerated.
Right.
And that's what they do with Anthony Davis. They make him a roamer around the baseline. They don't want him going head-to-head against Jokic.
No. So it begs the question, what are they going to do with him? We'll see. But no, just the fact that the Nuggets have hard-earned success against the Lakers with the basically same starting five this year as it was last year, and this whole thing started, that's why you like the matchup, because the matchup favors the Nuggets. The Nuggets have a better tandem in terms of ball in their hands, pick and roll, than the Lakers do. Lakers don't really have that.
No.
Right? I mean, they really don't.
They, even though they won the game last night
mm-hmm.
in a close fashion, their offense looked disjointed.
Mm. I thought so too. Now, it didn't look disjointed when they were up 18, you know.
No, but when it mattered and the screws were tightening,
yep.
They looked like a team that just didn't know where to go.
No, I agree.
With the ball. And yes, the ball's going to wind up in LeBron's hands, but it felt like they were playing hot potato. Like, I don't want it. I don't want it.
Do you think it was more about the Lakers finishing or Zion leaving the game at a point where essentially it was tied? I thought that was it. I mean, I couldn't quite. It's like, okay, the Lakers held on and kept them at bay, and right after Zion left the game, they went on like a 6-point run or a 5-point run or something like that. They hit a couple of shots, boom, boom, real quickly. But I'm not so sure that if Zion stays in that game, that maybe we're talking about a different kind of result. I don't know. The Nuggets are a better team. The Lakers are capable. That's my thought.
They're capable because they have LeBron James.
Exactly.
Now, when
you got to respect the guy.
When you look at last year's playoffs and this year's playoffs, I remember you and I both saying, and a lot of people said this, if the Nuggets face the Lakers in the first mm-hmm. round, it's going to be more of a challenge simply for the fact that LeBron is fresher. What happened last year? What was it, game four? He played the entire first half.
Yeah.
And then he disappeared in the second
sure
half
did.
Because his tank was empty.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be empty this time around in the first round. And don't think for a minute, even though the Lakers lost on opening night, and I know they got swept in the playoffs last year, all of what came out of the victory parade And they were all upset about it. And then they get skunked in the opener and they look like fools.
Totally.
For being all upset about it. And then they didn't beat the Nuggets at all during the regular season.
Yep.
Now they, I'm guessing, inside that locker room will bring back that narrative.
I would. I mean, why wouldn't it be? And remember also, this is the one series that the NBA, weirdly, gives you more days off in, too. Now, you're playing with just one day off between the first and the second game, but then there's like a couple of games before you got to go to L.A. You get a little more, there's a little bit more rest built in to this first series, which will be a good, which will be good. Well, it'll be good for everybody, but it'll be particularly good for LeBron. I don't think there's any question about it. It's going to be, it's an intriguing matchup. I'm confident in the Lakers, but there's peril, I think. There is some peril. It's not automatic to me.
Here's the biggest peril for the Lakers, having nothing to do with the name on the back of the jersey, mm-hmm. has everything to do with the name on the front of the jersey. If the Nuggets played the Pelicans, I can see that going five games, mm-hmm. because I think the Nuggets would probably win the first two games. And then say, oh, we got these guys. And then, boom, we'll have another San Antonio situation.
Right, exactly.
That's not going to happen against the Lakers.
Well, I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think so. I would think that it will be locked in. But for people to be casual about the Lakers and think that the Nuggets should sweep this thing, yeah, they've done it. You're absolutely right. And they've done it with bigger stakes. I get it. But respect the opponent.
What concerns me about them is they are very good with under 5 minutes to mm-hmm. go. That was the Nuggets' calling card last year. Nuggets certainly know how to close. My concern is free throws. Because down the stretch, they were not very good. And last night, when it mattered most, Lakers hit pretty much all their free throws.
Yeah, they did.
Were they like
job.
22 with 25, something like that?
Yeah, they closed well. The Lakers do close well.
Right.
And they've won, what, 12 of 15 games down the stretch?
But they closed, remember, though, not to take anything away from them, they closed against a team that probably went into the playoffs with their eyes wide open, like saucers. Like, we're playing in a meaningful game. We haven't played in a meaningful game in a long time. And sometimes you can get overwhelmed by the moment.
I was really disappointed in C.J. McCollum. I thought he'd be much better last night. He wasn't very good. And Brandon Ingram wasn't. Now he's missed time. So, okay, I get it. But they sure could have used Brandon Ingram, the 20-point version of Brandon Ingram that we saw during most of the regular season.
So you're going six games on this, huh?
I think I'll say six just to give me a little wiggle room. If someone said over under six, I'd probably take the under. But I'll say six. Why not?
Okay.
The Nuggets win it. I mean, if you take them in five, what's the difference? One less game? You're right,
well,
which would be correct.
It's being right on your prediction. That's the difference.
My prediction is the Nuggets will win the series. That's my prediction.
You know what? I'm going to make my prediction after the series is over because I want to be completely accurate. Alex, what
do
you
got? Hope you don't get that one wrong.
I'm sure I won't. I've never been wrong predicting after the fact.
Yeah.
I'll go with the gentleman's sweep, Nuggets in five games.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd go five games
as
well.
And that's a good number. That's a really good number. And that's a number that I would probably land on first and then fudge factor.
Yeah,
and my fudge factor is six.
The Nuggets will lose one of two games in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
and whichever game they lose, they will come back totally focused for the next one. So if they lose game four, they'll beat them in five. If they lose game three, they'll win games four and five.
Don't lose game one or two, because if you lose one game at home, you make this series potentially very interesting.
Yeah, I know that you make it interesting, but I have very little doubt they can go on the road and beat the Lakers and
get that home court advantage.
Right.
Absolutely.
Back.
But I'll bet you they don't go there and win two.
Coming up after the break, if Sean Payton wants to move up in the draft, according to Adam Schefter, they might even have more competition to move up in the draft. Oh, it's a team that you are familiar with.
Yes.
But they might be able to throw in one more piece that the Broncos would never be able to throw into a deal that would absolutely make this deal happen for Minnesota. That's next.
Oh, but then we'll trip and fall, wondering if I'm alive. I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, Larkspur Outlets, having an auction for home building supplies, appliances, lumber, decking, and more. Bidding is started at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, playoffs are getting ready to get going at Ball Arena. If you're looking at pre- and post-game party, highly recommend you go to Nola Jane and Lodo, authentic Cajun cuisine. My guy Mike Goldman, the executive chef, does a fantastic job. Every time I go in there, got to get the sausage gumbo with dirty rice. The crawfish etouffee is outstanding. They have 6 different po' boys. They're hurricanes. They're not like the ones you get on Bourbon Street. They're just not. Because they're not loaded up with sugar. Like tons of sugar.
Yep.
They use fresh juices. So it's an authentic, in my opinion, a better version of the hurricane. They have a great rooftop deck. Go check them out in Lodo. They're right off of Market Street, just steps from Ball Arena. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health in Castle Rock and Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
Okay, Bruce. If the Broncos are thinking of moving up in the draft, and you and I have both said probably trading back makes the most sense, right? Makes the most sense.
12 or trading back, right?
Well, if they want to move up, they could have a bit of a problem. And this is what I mean by a problem. Adam Schefter put out there that there was a problem between Justin Jefferson's camp and the Vikings when it came to a new deal. He turned down a deal in excess of $30 million per year.
Yikes.
before the start of the season. He wants to be the highest paid player in the league after the quarterback position. Jefferson in the final year of his rookie contract. I don't know if the Vikings want to pay him that type of money. They are exasperated by the situation, according to Adam Schefter. The Vikings do want to move up in the draft from all reports. And with that, they have the 11th pick. I believe they have the 23rd or 24th pick. And now they potentially have Justin Jefferson to dangle in a trade. The Broncos have no shot of moving up if that's a package the Vikings offer.
Well, they're not going to take the Commanders at two, I don't think, are moving regardless. So you're looking at the Patriots at three and the Cardinals at four. I think the first two picks are kind of written in stone. I could be wrong, but we'll see. Williams and Daniels in those one and two holes. I think that's pretty much automatic. So who do they deal with? Probably Arizona, maybe New England. Maybe New England comes off of their spot. I don't know. But that means you're still getting the fourth out of those four quarterbacks perceived to be at the top of the rung in this first round. Which one will that be? Will it be Drake May? Will it be J.J. McCarthy? Probably one of those two guys, right? So you better be in love with one of those two guys if you want a deal at all. And then even then, getting a deal done is so cost prohibitive that to me, it just doesn't make any sense for a roster that needs so much work done on it.
Former Vikings general manager Rick Spielman, who now works for CBS Sports as an NFL analyst, gave his thoughts on J.J. McCarthy. This is what he wrote. When I watch McCarthy finally throw live at the combine, he is a more athletic Kirk Cousins.
Okay. That's nice. That's a pretty good thing to say.
The biggest problem, in my opinion, with Kirk Cousins is he just doesn't. He's not a rising tide. He doesn't lift all boats.
Yeah.
J.J. McCarthy does. Look at what he did at Michigan. Look at what he did at Michigan.
With a very good roster around him.
He was okay.
The question becomes, can J.J. McCarthy replicate that kind of thing?
He has it
with an NFL team that doesn't have that kind of roster.
What I'm saying is, I'm separating the two here.
Okay.
Okay. He's a more athletic Kirk Cousins who puts up Star Wars numbers. And he's more athletic. And he has a winning pedigree. If you get a guy like that, I jump all over it. If you are getting a winner and a guy who knows how to lead and knows how to win, and then he can play like Kirk Cousins, but he's more athletic, yes. If that is your comp and that turns out to be true, oh, I trade up all day to get J.J. McCarthy.
Still a lot of ifs there.
I didn't say
right.
There aren't a lot. Of course, there are a lot of ifs.
Yeah.
I get that. What I'm saying is if he becomes that comp.
Yeah, if he becomes that comp, then I'm all in. Just let me know what kind of guarantee I have for a franchise is making their first round pick in 3 years.
There is no guarantee about anybody in a draft.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So please, let's take this out of the equation.
Okay.
We know there are no guarantees. My question is, if he is a more athletic Kirk Cousins with great leadership, high football IQ, and all those things, do you trade up to get him?
As long as I'm guaranteed it, absolutely.
Again, there's no guarantees.
Then no.
Caleb.
No. Then the answer is no.
Okay.
A flat no.
Okay.
If there is no guarantee,
good.
And there isn't a guarantee.
If the Broncos have the opportunity to get Caleb Williams, you taking him?
Yeah.
There's no guarantee.
Have more conviction, and I've also
there's
heard,
no guarantee.
I've also heard Sean Payton use these words. He is a generational talent. Yeah. I think that I probably would for Caleb Williams.
So is Jeff George. He was a generational talent too.
Well, you can cherry pick anything on that argument.
Tony Mandrews was a generational talent.
Absolutely.
Yep.
No question.
Jamarcus Russell was a generational talent. Point is there's no guarantee.
No, there are no guarantees.
And that's all I'm saying. There's no guarantee.
Then why would you even consider the possibility of doing it? Especially if you're the Broncos considering where they are from a standpoint of the lack of draft capital and cachet. I mean, to me, it is a fool's errand for a team with the roster that they have. I mean, J.J. McCarthy might be the greatest thing since Dan Marino.
Although they're totally different types of quarterbacks.
But you get my, he may be a great, I know he's a great leader at the college level. I know he won a national championship. Does that all equate to the NFL? Not necessarily. Nope, not necessarily at all. I know one thing, his roster in a relative sense at Michigan was a hell of a lot better than the roster that he is going to get in a relative sense to the rest of the NFL in Denver. I build the roster. Now, if Sean Payton, and you brought up a really good point, because you have two ends of the spectrum with Sean Payton right now. His confidence is his greatest asset and potentially his worst, his most dangerous.
But let me throw something else at you.
Go.
Cap. How important is it for a guy to win as much as he does in college? I mean, let's, for the sake of our, he's a winner. Tim Tebow is a winner.
Yeah.
When you look at Alabama quarterbacks,
yeah,
outside of Joe Namath, and maybe we got to go way back, and Ken Stabler, there's a huge gap of great quarterbacks until you get to Tua and Jalen Hurts. So if your metric is, I want a winning quarterback, no Alabama quarterbacks, you know, before Tua and Jalen Hurts succeeded.
And it makes
so is that overvalued? John Elway had never had a winning season
right
at Stanford.
Right. Well, it all gets back down to processor, doesn't it? And that's kind of been
but
our
he's
catchphrase.
A winner, but he's a winner.
Well, and that's great.
Right.
But you're not, you haven't won jack squat at the NFL level. You can, in the absence of anything else, would I prefer a winner to a loser in the college game? You're darn right I would. But there's, just because you have had success at the college level and you've been a winner at the college level doesn't mean anything moving to the NFL. Nothing. Are you a great leader? Are you adaptable? Can you learn? Can you process at the line of scrimmage? These are the things that you need answers to. There is no equation from the college game to the pro game in terms of, gee, I won at the college level, I'm guaranteed or assured to win at the pro level. That's ridiculous.
Coming up after the break, and oh, by the way, we have some breaking news.
No.
The Broncos are going to be holding their pre-draft press conference on Thursday.
Next Thursday?
Thursday, April 18th. So it's coming up.
Tomorrow.
Which is tomorrow, 12 p.m.
Well, I know what I'll be doing tomorrow.
Me too.
So there you go.
So we can ask a lot of questions and not get a lot of answers.
Oh, there will be no. This will be the most meaningless.
Do me a favor. Ask me if, because someone's going to say, how much are you considering moving up in the draft? Just put in your own words.
Well, Sean,
yeah,
George,
mm-hmm,
whoever wants to take this question,
mm-hmm,
how realistic a possibility is it to move up for a quarterback in this draft?
Well, it's going to be difficult, and I think that's a very good question, Bruce. All options
fair
are
question.
On, fair question.
Fair question.
All options are on the table.
That's I had never thought about that. Thank you. It's going to be a lot of that.
Now, ask me another question. Let's see if I can answer it. It could be about anything.
George,
mm-hmm,
how challenged have you been?
Don't ask me, Sean. He makes the decisions.
Thank
next
you.
Question.
All right. I got the point.
What's the next question?
There is no next
no,
question.
No, give me a next question. You got to ask question. It. You got to ask it to Sean. Don't ask George because Sean's the one who makes the decisions.
Sean, how many more players from New Orleans can you get onto the roster here to assure the Broncos a chance to win in the upcoming season?
George has put together a list for me, and I put it up on a dartboard, and we're going to play some darts.
Yeah, exactly. See what sticks.
Right, right. But I'm feeling very, very confident about my dart game.
Mm.
Very, very confident about my dart game, just like the guy in Ted Lasso. I'm feeling like Ted Lasso.
That scene is so good.
Isn't it?
The if you're wondering what in the world we're talking about, just type in dart scene,
yeah.
Ted Lasso.
Oh my God.
It is absolutely brilliant.
It gives you chills every time you watch it.
I totally agree. Never watched Ted Lasso, but I've seen that scene about 15 times and loved it every time, which begs the question, why wouldn't I watch Ted Lasso?
Basically, to use an analogy, it is the 75-pound weakling beating up the bully on a dartboard.
It just is so well written and produced. Wow.
Coming up after the break, Deion Sanders has lost his top recruit from last year. Was there a chance maybe he knew about this problem with this recruit beforehand? Should he have known about this problem, about the recruit beforehand? That's next.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, Larkspur Outlets having an auction for home building supplies, appliances, lumber, decking, and more. Bidding is started at RollerAuction.com. And don't forget to learn about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is brought to you by Nola Jane Restaurant and Bar.
Let Nola Jane spice up your next trip to Lodo with the best Cajun cuisine in Denver.
Deion Sanders has lost 9 players to the transfer portal. Not really a surprise. You're going to lose guys in the transfer portal. But Cormani McClain, his prize 5-star recruit last season, who was the number one cornerback coming out of high school, 13th-ranked player overall, is leaving. McClain did not play to start the season because, as Sanders said, he didn't do enough to earn his playing time.
Study, late. Prepare.
Late against
Study, Jordan. Prepare. Be on time for meetings. Show up to the darn meetings. Understand what we're doing as a scheme. Want to play this game. Desire to play this game. Desire to be the best in this game. At practice, in the film room, and on your own, free time. You do know that I check film time for each player upon the week. Thursday, I need film time from the whole staff so I can see who's been preparing. And that's just not about Kamani. That's about a multitude of them. So if I don't see that you would be a fool to put somebody out there and they're unprepared. Can't do it. Won't do it. Can't do it.
That's the part of Deion Sanders that I love.
Me too.
Love. Candid, outspoken, accountable, and frankly, in my estimation, correct. The right way to lead young people. To lead people.
Be accountable. Yeah. Be accountable. Listen, Danny Hurley, who just won a second national title, was asked about recruiting. He said, I look at the kids as much as I do the parents. And this was the best line of them all. He goes, sometimes parents tell on themselves. Mm-hmm. Are they helicopter parents? And do they make excuses for their kids? And their kids should never be accountable for anything because it's always somebody else's fault? Mm-hmm. Or do the parents hold their own kids accountable for things that they do? McClain's mother seemed to hint on social media that Sanders and the Colorado coaching staff took her son for granted. I will back Deion Sanders 100% on this. Goodbye, Cormani.
And good luck.
And don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Well, okay. Don't,
you decide. You got a scholarship. You got a scholarship.
Right.
And you decided not to work for it. And Deion Sanders made the right decision at the beginning of the season. And who knows if this kid has really decided to study. But quite frankly, I'm guessing his ass is still chapped that Deion didn't play him because he was the number one cornerback in the country. Not my fault. It's Sanders' fault for not seeing that I should be playing.
Yeah. And full disclosure, McClain did play significant time the second half of the season and played generally well. Not elite, but played well, certainly. I mean, he's a very good football player.
He's a very good talent.
Yeah, he's a very good talent that my guess will be as he matures a little.
If he matures, because if you have a parent that is constantly making excuses for you, then you run back to mommy and mommy will tell you it's not your fault. Everything will be okay. You don't have to make any changes. It's the people around you that are bringing you down.
But generally you expect as you become more in a system like this for multiple years, you expect a maturity just from the repetitiveness and the expectations that you have. My guess is that we'll hear something from Cormani McClain again somewhere. And more power to him, it didn't work at Colorado.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll talk about Team USA finalizing its 12-man Olympic roster and how many viewers tuned in to watch the WNBA draft on Monday night. That's next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, ofoxaconazole, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease, plus it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms.
That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus Chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of 1. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh! There it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. Our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Does AC/DC get your blood pumping in the
morning?
Yeah,
I'm good for AC/DC. I'm all right.
In the morning?
Anytime.
Talk about getting you out of bed.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having that as your ringtone, this song?
Yeah.
I mean, you would jump out of bed.
Yeah, spring.
If that phone is right next to your head.
It would provide a new meaning to alarming alarms.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed. At Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, the Larkspur Outlets is having an auction for home building supplies, appliances, lumber, decking, and more. Bidding is started at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications. But upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com. /MHS. In the meantime, it's always a good time to drive up to Silter Har Mazda Broomfield for a test drive. The weekend is coming up. Head on up there. They are loaded with inventory with so many great models you need to take for a spin with that. Want to bring in a good friend of mine, the vice president of Silter Har Motors, Greg Larson. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
You have a lot of great models that can be taken for a test drive, but I want to start with the CX-90, which is one hell of a ride with one hell of a lease deal, right?
You know, it's crazy. Mazda came out with the CX-90 and in a PHEV model. For those of acronym-challenged people out there, that's plug-in hybrid electric vehicles. And today you can lease that car for under $400 a month. With a couple $1,000s down. Now, to put that into perspective, most car payments out there in this day and age hover between $500 and $1,200 a month for a brand new car, and you're getting a 3-row plug-in hybrid vehicle, great on gas, all the room for the groceries, and you're doing it for under $400 a month. It can't be beat, and we've got them stocked.
Let me give you another way it can't be beat. If you decide to buy it, what kind of rebates do you get?
Gosh, they got $7,500 on the hood of that car. for tax credit liability. So you could take advantage of that. You can get low interest financing, you know, the 2.9% for 36 months. They got all the bases covered on how affordably to pay for it.
So you get a $7,500 federal rebate. How can you qualify for a state of Colorado credit?
Well, everything is done at the signing. So there's a lot of factors that go into play when you get into the state tax credit. So we work with our customers to figure out what the best possible option is according to their income requirements. And then we put it together and they're spinning down the road.
For all of your models out there, what kind of financing options do you have? Because, you know, that's one big thing that everybody looks at.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of press out there about the interest rates, and they've been a bit of a challenge. They looks like they've stabilized, and the manufacturers, in order to move these cars, come in with plenty of programs. You can get 0.9% financing for a decent term on the CX-5s, and that gives you a heck of a car.
If people want to find you, how do they do it?
Easiest way to locate us is we're right on the corner of Highway 36 and Wadsworth Boulevard here in Broomfield. You can also go to sthmazda.com, or you could just give us a jingle at 303-469-1801. We'll be glad to answer your questions, give you a value for your trade, get the process started, or if you aren't that far, we'll get you looking at the cars at your convenience.
Thanks, Greg. Have a great day, my man.
Thanks. Take care.
See you, pal. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Are you ready? Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk. Just in case you missed it, is presented by Argonaut Wine and Liquor. You need to see why Westward named it the best liquor store in Denver. 5 years running. Or order online at argonautliquor.com.
The Caitlin Clark Experience delivered another television milestone as ESPN's coverage of the WNBA draft on Monday night averaged a record of 2.45 million viewers, and viewership peaked at 3.09 million. The audience was more than four times as many viewers when compared to the 2023 draft, which drew 572,000 viewers, and then the previous draft record was 601,000 way back in 2004 when Diana Taurasi went number one overall. Any comments on the large audience tuning in to the WNBA draft?
It'll be interesting to see if the WNBA can strike while the iron is hot. They are already on a path to do so. They've added a 13th franchise in San Francisco. They're going to add another three, they think, within the next 3 years. And Denver, by the way, is one of the cities that was mentioned during the press conference, either before the draft or right after the draft, with their commissioner. So it's a great time to be in women's basketball, both at the college level and at the WNBA. And I would think that they would continue to move forward and continue to enhance the product. They're off to a great start.
How many viewers watched?
It was 2.45 million.
Okay. Half of what the NBA draft was last year. Half, which is a significant improvement.
Yeah.
And the NBA draft last year was up 24% from the previous year. But I'm guessing Victor Wembanyama had a lot to do with
that. Yeah, good call. Yeah.
All right, just in case you missed it, Team USA has finalized its 12-man Olympic team roster for this summer's games in Paris. The 12 players to be named to the team are LeBron, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, Jason Tatum, Devin Booker, Drew Holiday, Anthony Davis, Anthony Edwards, Bam Adebayo, Tyrese Halliburton, and then yesterday the 12th spot went to Kawhi Leonard. So no Jalen Brunson, Damian Lillard, Kyrie Irving, or Jaylen Brown. Any thoughts on this stacked Team USA Olympic roster?
It's a fantastic team. The pressure is squarely on them to do only one thing, and that is to win gold, period. That's it. And I think it's a much tougher thing for an American team to do now in this day and age with the continued evolving and escalation of talent in international basketball. So it's a tough job. Steve Kerr has his work cut out for him.
All right, just in case you missed it, John Sterling, the voice of the New York Yankees for the last 35 years, is retiring effective immediately after calling more than 5,000 Yankees games. So in a one-week span, we've had Mike Gorman, Jack Edwards, John Sterling, and Vern Lundquist all calling it a career. Were you a fan of John Sterling as a broadcaster?
Who did he call?
I know, yeah.
Thank you.
Yankees win. Mm-hmm. Is that him?
That's him.
Yeah, that's him. Well done. No, I don't care. Had a great career. That's all.
All right. Hater?
Yeah.
Can't you just, I mean, if you hate the Dodgers, can't you be a fan of Vin Scully?
Yes.
Can't you, but you can't be a fan of a great broadcaster?
I hate the Yankees.
Everything about the Yankees.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hate the Yankees. It's hard for me to hate Mariano Rivera.
Why?
Because he was just a likable sort and damn good at what he did, and we beat him up in the postseason. Last couple of times we played him on the way to win World Series. So, but I mean, I don't bring those things up.
Do you have any suits that have pinstripes in them?
No, I do not. I do not.
Is that on purpose, or you just don't like pinstripes?
Well, I just don't like pinstripes. I don't think it has anything to do with the Yankees, but it sounds good. I'm gonna adopt that.
Okay.
No.
Just checking.
More power to him. Look, I will say this about anybody that works that long in this kind of business, I have great respect for. I really do.
That was Argonaut Wine and Liquor. Just in case you missed it, they always have great specials on wine. Right now, kosher wines are 15% off. They always have great wine tastings. There's going to be one on Saturday. Go check that out before the Nuggets play the Lakers. You know, lather yourself up just a wee bit. Try some good wine. And then go watch the Nuggets play.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Get ready. It's going to be fun.
Go check them out off of Colfax as well. That's going to do it for us. Gordon and Alex, great job as always. I'll try and do better tomorrow. Make it the best possible day you can. That's all. I could say day and you'd say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same. It's just a shame. Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease. Plus, it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus Chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection. infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches, but there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.